بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، إخواني وأخواتي في الله، after the praise to Allah and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم، I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Under the concept of the saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I was sent to perfect the good manners. I was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete and perfect the good manners. We continue our series every Thursday night, trying to perfect that mission that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent within this world in our souls, trying to perfect those akhlaq and manners that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam came to this world with. And as I said last Thursday, that manners is not an option. Manners is not an option. Manners is an obligation. An obligation on every Muslim to have the good manners in their lives and to behave as a good Muslim. The behavior, not of the Americans, not of the gangsters, not of the niggers, if you want to call them niggers, not Allah of the actors, not of Hollywood, the actions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was made very clear that alayhi salatu wa sallam said, The most closest people to me in the hereafter are those ones with good manners. And the far away ones away from me in the hereafter are those ones with bad manners. So because of that, we want to be close to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we do not accept to be far away from the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. We speak about manners. One of the greatest things in manners that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says in the hadith, that Imam al-Nawawi found this hadith as a great hadith with great principle in that hadith, that he added it in his 40 ahadith when he was planning to only add the most important ahadith in Islam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the most common, one of the most common sayings of the prophets, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. عليه الصلاة والسلام, he says, one of the most common sayings of the prophets, not the Prophet Muhammad himself only, but most of the prophets and majority of prophets, their common say is, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. If you are not shy, then do whatever you want to do. If you don't have shameness and shyness in you, then do whatever you want to do. And alayhi salatu wassalam, he says, al-imanu bid'un wa sab'una sha'ba. The iman and the qualities of iman is over 70 qualities. And bid'a in Arabic is a number between 3 and 9. So whenever you see bid'a means between 3 and 9. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-imanu bid'un wa sab'una sha'ba. The iman is over 70 qualities. And then he says, afdaluha la ilaha illallah. The best of those qualities of the iman is la ilaha illallah, not by word, but believing in it. And the lowest of those qualities إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الْطَرِيقِ. To clear away what's harm from the path of people. To clear away what's harm from the path of people. So whatever is on the road, or the path, or the street, or in the park, where people are walking and coming and driving, and whatever, if there's anything harmful there, to clear away is one of the qualities of Iman. And when we talk Iman is divided, it's over 70 qualities. So let's say Iman is 70 qualities. Let's say Iman is 75 qualities. If you have 35 of that, that means you have half of the Iman. You have more than that, you have 3/4 of the Iman. But when you have those 70 qualities on you, that means you have a full Iman. And one of those qualities of the Iman is to clear a harmful thing from the path of people. Whether it's minor or major. So for example, if there's a banana in the middle of the road and people are going to walk and slip over it, which is very easy to slip over a banana, or a peeled orange, or anything, then it's your job as a mu'min. Because the Iman will shake in your heart and say, I'm a mu'min, and I must clear something. So you clear it out. If there's anything that you think that will harm people, where they walk or run or drive, and you clear it away, then you had just done something to perfect your Iman. And alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, one man entered the paradise. For what? For praying the night, or fasting the day, or preaching to Allah during the day and night, or memorizing the Quran, or fighting in the path of Allah. None of that was made. But alayhi salatu wasalam says, one man entered the paradise over a tree he cut it that was harming people when they were walking on it, on the path. Allah. Allahu Akbar, for a great reward, because it's part of the Iman. It shakes the Iman. So when you see something on a path, and you know this thing will harm you, and will harm others, and you do not do anything about it, then know one thing. You have lack of Iman. You lack Iman. And don't you be deceived that you have a lot of Iman. Because if your Iman was full, you'll do what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. And the lowest quality out of those 70 qualities of the Iman is to clear what's harmful from the path of people. So if your heart does not shake for something that harms people, and you don't want to do anything about it, well, you must know 100% that you lack Iman. Your Iman is not full. No matter what you do, and what you worship Allah, what you pray, your Iman is not full. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And shyness is also a quality and attribute of Iman. So this Iman that we're talking about, and this Iman that we're trying to gain, and this Iman that we're living for, and this Iman that we will die for, and this Iman that we want to meet Allah Azza wa Jal with, is divided to over 70 attributes. The greatest attribute is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The lowest one of it is imatatul adha anit tariq, to see something that's harmful, you move it. No matter what it is. Sometimes something you could benefit and get reward just by moving a chair. And no matter where you are, whether you're in your own house or other people's house, or even into mosque, you may clear something for people to make a path easy for people to walk in. And وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And shyness is also an attribute and a quality of Iman. So whoever does not have that shyness also lacks Iman. Because as exactly the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the earlier hadith I mentioned, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. If you are not shy, then do whatever you want to do. If someone does not have shyness in them, then they're not worried about doing anything, especially the haram. I'm not shy. I'll commit adultery, I don't even care. Who cares? I'm not shy, I'll drink alcohol, and who cares? I'm not shy, I'll deal with drugs, and who cares? And I'll take drugs, and who cares? I'm not shy, I'll speak to people rudely. I'm not shy, I have pride over people. I'm not shy, I'll do this. So you realize that the most deceiving thing about falling into the haram, and what makes people fall into the haram, and pushes people to fall into the haram, is because they're not shy. But if someone has got shyness on them, they would not do. And realize, the criminals don't have shyness in them. Because if they do have shyness in them, they will not do what they did. Someone to fall into the haram, they lack shyness. And that's why the shy people don't fall into haram. And of course, when we talk about shyness, not of course to the extreme shyness that I'm too shy to speak to even to people in my own gender. A male's too shy to speak to a male. I'm too shy to come to the mosque. I'm too shy to pray. No, don't over exaggerate. But balance your shyness. I'm shy to commit haram. But I'm not shy to worship Allah. I'm shy to disobey Allah. But I'm not shy to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm shy to disobey Allah even if I'm on my own. But I'm not shy to worship Allah even in front of a million of people. Balance your shyness. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Uthman bin Affan, wa aktharuhum haya'an Uthman. And the most shyest one out of all of them is Uthman, when he said, arham ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr, wa ashadduhum fi amrillah Umar, wa aktharuhum haya'an Uthman, wa aqdahum Ali. Alayhi salatu wasalam said, the most merciful man from my nation over my nation is Abu Bakr. The most merciful man from my nation over my nation is Abu Bakr. وَأَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عُمَرٍ. And the strongest and hardest and harshest man from my nation over the orders of Allah is Umar. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ حَيَاءً عُثْمَان. And the most shyest one out of all of them is Uthman. وَأَقْضَاهُمْ عَلِي. And the one that knows most in judgment and justice is Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in his house. And the hadith says that he had his chin uncovered or his thighs uncovered. So the narration, it says it was either the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam had his pants all the way to the knees, or just a bit above the knees. And that's where the controversial of the topic of the awra comes over this hadith. Anyway, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was at my house. And he had his pants, as we said, either the narration says just under the knees or over the knees. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked in. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not change from his position. He stayed the way he was. And he made salam to Abu Bakr and welcomed him. And then who comes? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives salam to Umar and welcomes him and stays the way he is. And then later on who comes? Uthman. Wa aktharuhum haya'an Uthman. Who comes after Umar? It was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulled his pants down. And he welcomed Uthman and made him come in. So Aisha is monitoring and she's watching everything that's going on. She was amazed. Abu Bakr came in, the Prophet didn't change. Umar came in, he didn't change. When Uthman came in, he changed. Why? So she asked him that question, O Prophet of Allah. My father Abu Bakr came in and he stayed the way you were. And then it was Umar after him and he didn't change. And when Uthman came in, I saw you pull your pants down. Pull, yani the rest of it down. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ala astahi mimman tastahi minhu al-malaika. Shouldn't I be shy of someone that the angels themselves are shy from him? And that's why I pulled it down. I pulled the rest of the pants to cover my knees. Ala astahi mimman tastahi minhu al-malaika. Shouldn't I be shy from someone that the angels are shy from? Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So shyness, shu'batu min al-iman. A quality and an attribute from the iman. A quality that some people lack. If you're shy, you would not do anything that disobeys Allah. Because if you're shy from people, then you should be shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be shy from Allah azza wa jal. You should be embarrassed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're shy from the creation, you should be shy from the Creator Almighty. If you're shy from the humans, then you should be shy from the Lord of humans. If you're afraid from this people, then you should be afraid from the Lord of the people, Allah azza wa jal. So shyness is an important attribute and quality in a believer's life. And as I said, don't go too extreme. And then go to the state of no shyness. Yeah, I'm shy to disobey Allah, but I'm not shy to obey Allah. I'm shy to commit the haram, but I'm not shy to follow the halal. I'm shy, and I don't do anything that disobeys my Lord. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. As the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, one of the main words and general words and common words, what the prophets before me had said, if you are not shy, then do whatever you want to do. If you don't have that attribute and the quality of shyness in you, then you do what you want to do. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was described to be so shy, more shy than a virgin female. That's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to be so shy, and he used to be described as a shy man, more shy than a virgin female. And they said if the Prophet alayhi salam saw something that he didn't like, you'll see it in his face. You'll see it in his face. That's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But when it comes to the deen of Allah and upholding the deen of Allah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is not shy from the whole mankind. When it comes to upholding a word of Allah azza wa jal, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam is a strong man that does not shy from anyone and shy from anything when it comes to upholding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of the most beautiful qualities that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught his nation, as part of shyness, is to seek permission before you enter people's house. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بِيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all believers, do not enter houses that are not your houses until you ask permission and give salam to its people. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he's in his house and someone walks into his house without permission, he tell him, go outside and knock and say, salamu alaykum, and then ask to enter. Adkhul, can I come in? And then you may enter. That once alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting in his house, and a man just walked in, and he said, oh Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him, go outside and say assalamu alaykum and ask permission to come in. And when we give you the permission to come in, you may come in. So he went outside and said assalamu alaykum. And then he said, adkhul ya Rasulullah, can I come in, O Prophet of Allah? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, you may come in. And not in one incident, but in many incidents, the alayhi salatu wasalam taught the believers how to have respect and shyness towards others. And when you even enter people's house, and how you give your salam, and how you respect others. Alayhi salatu wasalam went past a companion that was advising another companion with shyness, with respect and modesty. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, this is a quality of the iman. Leave them. Because one companion said, oh Prophet Allah, he's advising him with shyness. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, leave them. This is a quality and attribute of iman. So one important quality also, asking, seeking permission. Even to the state that once a companion knocked on the door of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, who? So he said, me. Ana. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, ana. Me. Who? You. There's 100 people out there. What's me? I'm me. Everyone is me. So the companion said, كَأَنَّهُ كَرِيهَهَا. So I felt the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam really hated it and disliked it. That's not the akhlaq. Look how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam teaches the manners. Are you with me, ikhwani? Look how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam teaches mankind the manners. A man that came from the middle of the desert. Who taught him these beautiful qualities? Who taught him these beautiful attributes? Who taught him this beautiful akhlaq? Bu'ithtu li'utamim makarim al-akhlaq. Ana. Who are you? This man is me. What's your name? And after you say your name, say assalamu alaikum. And after you say assalamu alaikum, can I come in? That's how the Prophet ﷺ taught us. He even taught us not even to stand in front of the door. Stay on the side. Maybe this person opens his house and you could see everything inside the house. Have a bit of respect to the household. Stand on the side. Stand on the side. He considered alayhi salatu wasalam. If someone is perving through a hole of your house and you stick a stick in his eye, this is considered as nothing. He's got no right to take it to court or anything. That's how, yani, shyness and rudeness to the Islam, yani, how Islam looks at it, and things like that are not acceptable. And if someone is speaking and you push him or something and you push him away, and even if he dies, this is nothing. I'm not telling you to go and do it. I'd said that tomorrow, you know, someone is like, you know, probably looking for his car and he end up throwing a brick at his face saying, huh? No. But yani, to the state, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if someone, you know, plucks the eye of someone while speaking or perving in their house, then hadr. Hadr means nothing. And he's got no right to ask for any judgment. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us this akhlaq. How beautiful of akhlaq is this? Even Islam, even in the Quran al-Kareem, لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى don't enter houses that's not your houses حتى تسلموا على أهلها until you ask permission and give salam to its people. Ask permission and give salam to its people. So when you go to someone's house, you knock on the door. Who? Fulan. Bish, me. Who's me? How many times? Even on the phone. Salaam alaikum. Who's this? Me. Sheikh, it's me. Like, who's me? There's 100 people in your voice. Say Fulan, bin Fulan, or your brother Fulan, bin Fulan. And say Assalamu alaikum. The salam is very important to start your session. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then ask permission to enter. Stand on the side of the door. Speak with respect. Then be, wallah, I want to see what's inside that door. Kaza, wallah, how many rooms? Same thing, you get offended, other people get offended. So we have respect. We have respect. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. So all these ikhwani guys under hayat. And inshallah, with the concept of hayat, there's a lot of things inshallah we'll share with our brothers and sisters on Thursday night. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Al-hayat shu'batun min al-iman. That shyness is an attribute and a quality of the iman. I ask Allah azza wa jalla to perfect our iman and to complete our iman with shyness and the rest of the attributes and qualities. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك وجزاكم الله خير ما الله عز وجل reward you all for listening and coming and inshallah on Monday to continue with you the lessons on Monday.